performing his version of Solitude in E minor.
Yeah, E minor, alright, yeah!
Set the thrusters to emergency brake. We're coming in way too hot. The heat shields are glowing bright orange, whether I'm ready or not. Crashing right into this molten rock, kicking up red dust and ash. The hull is screaming flat second tension, brace for the ultimate crash. Wait, let me talk to myself for a sec. Why'd I even take this contract? I could be back at the Citadel drinking, signing a diplomatic pact. Set him, staring at the burning horizon. Track the same is so deep, surrounded by hostile Klingon patrols in a swarm of the meep. Greetings even furry little aliens fear. Don't bite the boots on my feet. Got the warrior holding the battle ledge, looking look for defeat. I'm just a vampire looking for the ancient gear, hidden beneath the facade. More dangerous than a fully powered weapon dropped by the ancient god. Tempo opens in a bottom burst of pure red neon in the heat. The ancient interface covered in rust, pulsing right under my feet. This is the precursor artifact left by the ones who created the ring. Or a piece of forgotten Master Chief armor that makes the whole planet sing. I grab the cord, it's scorching my gloves, pulsing with dope on the power. The temple crew is crumbling around my head, the planet's final hour. Hey me, step back, cling on, put down the blade. I'm heading back to the bay. I got the ultimate relic in hand, I can make my breakaway. Slam the ignition, prime the engine, feed the new tech to the drive. It's a miracle, this piece of junk ship, steam is staying alive. The landing gear lifts, the thrusters ignite, blasting off into the dark. Leaving a trail, burning plasma in a permanent molten mark. Stepping outside and then past the field, the local population is wild. A planet of void staring back at my ship, unimpressed and entirely mild. Wait, let me talk to myself for a sec. What's this planet even called? I was looking for ancient alien relics, but now I'm totally appalled. They're all hyper-judging my landing technique, like a bad game review on launch day. Comparing my ship to a Sony Spoof since I got to lay away. I scan through the crown with my night vision lens, looking for someone to guide. Someone who isn't a copy-paste NPC standing around to decide. And in the back of the village I see it, a beacon of light in the fog. The only cube resonant on a whole rock, perching on a glowing pink log. It's a cat ear fanboy, holding up a controller, twitching his whiskers in a grayscale. He's looking like he just unlocked a secret skin from a long lost Japanese kill. I walk right up to the cat ear kid, holding orange foids. He wear an oversized anime hoodie in the middle out of space. Hey little guy, what's the store down here? Where's the ultimate power? He points to the temple behind a pink hill blooming like an Indian flower. Quick lore tangent, remember that rumor behind a secret cat girl quest? Where you hold down the shoulder buttons and wear a specific vest? Or how classic Nintendo games, you find a key character holding a key? Turns out the femboy cat eared legend was standing real right here by me. He hands me the glowing pink memory card, pulsing with the ancient code. The key to unlocking the true final boss at the end of Star System Road. Thrusters to emergency brake. We're coming in way too hot. The heat shields are glowing bright orange, whether I'm ready or not. Crashing right into this molten rock, kicking up red dust and ash. The hull is screaming flat second tension, brace for the ultimate crash. Wait, let me talk to myself for a sec. Why'd I even take this contract? I could be back at the Citadel drinking, signing a diplomatic pact. Set up, staring at the burning horizon. Track that seems so deep, surrounded by hostile Klingon patrols in a swarm of the meep.